I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing.
Hello, you are listening to show number 41 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. This is an impromptu show because, you know, because of the news about the divorce between Madonna and Guy. So I thought I would just, I thought it was interesting anyway. And if not interesting, at least amusing. But yeah. All right, let's talk to Bobby. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Madonna and husband Guy Ritchie are about to announce their divorce. It has been reported. A statement confirming the split has been prepared and will soon be released. Madonna, believed to be worth $650
million. More than that.
I love your reaction to that. You went poof.
The hell?
Was said to have had taken advice from Fiona Shackleton, Sir Paul McCartney's counsel, in his divorce from Heather Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. And yeah, so they're getting divorced because she turned 50. And I think he's over the older woman thing because now she's 50. Because 50 is like, you know, it sounds like senior to some, to men.
Ain't that, no. I don't think it's just because she turned 50.
I think she turned 50 and he didn't want her anymore. That's what I think. And I think Madonna doesn't give a shit. That's what I think.
I think we're having problems prior to that. And I think Madonna wants to break out of her shell and be more wild and crazy. And he's been keeping her in a cocoon.
And he turned her into a crusty old woman.
Look at her in the dress she was wearing today in the newspaper. It was just...
She makes some really bad mistakes sometimes. Her judgment is a little off with her outfits sometimes.
The funny thing about Alex Rodriguez just finalized his divorce with his wife today. I'm waiting to see the whole thing go down.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Shame.
Yeah, yeah.
The children involved in these things that they're doing.
Well, you know, here's the thing is some people just don't care what divorce does to kids. They just don't. Divorce still destroys kids. It destroys them.
Yeah, but we can't sit and be freaking in a relationship that we're not happy just for the kids' sake.
That's true, because that's not good for kids either to watch their parents be in a miserable relationship.
Nobody wants their kid to watch them kill their father.
Yeah, no, because I could see Madonna doing something crazy and, like, stabbing him, like, 70 times.
My God.
And, like, you know, loading bullets into him, like, loading 100 bullets into him.
No, Madonna wouldn't kill him. She'd just do something crazy, like, he'd just come home and find her in bed, and she'd be like, oh, well, what do you expect?
Yeah, I could see her being wicked like that, too.
I could see her doing something crazy that would make somebody want to kill her.
Yeah, yeah. I still believe it's because she turned 50, and I think they both were having emotions over her turning 50.
No.
I'm telling you. Yeah, men like to date older women, but then the number 50 is different to them. It's different. Oh, my God, and I love Britney's new song. Did you hear that trash?
No.
You're a womanizer.
Is she singing to her ex-husband?
Probably, yeah.
He is a womanizer.
Kevin Federline is green. They should make a new race for him. He's green.
What about the mom that they finally arrested her for the baby?
Oh, for that little girl that was missing?
Yes. How bad is that?
Tell me what you did. I won't read the article because I saw the picture of that little girl and I can't. I can't do it.
I'm not sure why. They think the mother killed her, but I'm not sure.
I think she should be pumped up with bullets, too. I think we should fill her full of lead. Just pump her up with bullets. Why don't you just let me have your gun?
I think she should just be pumped up with bullets.
The next time I come to your house, I'm going to drug you and I'm going to take your guns. That I'm even joking about that. Does that scare you?
No.
You're a womanizer, womanizer, womanizer.
You woman in my ears. No.
You're a womanizer.
Well, you know, I need some gum. Thing with no, not too much mint in it, because I can't have mint.
I'm not crazy about minty gum. It depends, really.
You're
a womanizer. What? But I like double mint, though. I mean, the old standard.
Yeah, way too much sugar. Way too much sugar.
Yeah, I know. Okay, my hives have calmed down and I can breathe again.
Did you take the old...
No, I didn't. because I had a little bit of an allergy attack. I have an allergy to cake now.
Funny. Maybe I'm gonna have an allergy to cake.
What does Britney Spears' voice sound like?
I don't know.
What does it sound like?
I don't know. I'm not a big Britney fan. She's doing better, though.
She looks fantastic. She looks fantastic. The song is, it's perfect for like a comeback. And she looks a little more fuller figured, like she's not trying to starve herself.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if she's not trying to starve herself, she won't end up shooting up coke. Maybe she'll stay off the meth if she's not starving herself. Because I think what happens is she tries to starve herself and then she ends up binging on methadone and benzos.
No.
Just eat so that you don't have, you know, drug binges.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what she's doing now, is she's eating a lot more healthy, probably, because she looks, you know, she looks plump.
I don't think she ever starves herself.
You don't think Britney starves herself? Are you on drugs? She looked like a meth addict.
No.
Yes, she did. She was so skinny in that video where she looked so sexy, that little thing. I'm a slave for you, slave. Remember that song?
Uh-huh. That's when she was doing good and taking care of herself. And she, after the baby, she gained a whole bunch of weight.
Yeah, but she was too, that's not her natural shape to be that skinny. Britney's a full-figured woman.
No, she wasn't. From the beginning, she was always small. And then she only gained the weight she has now from when she started having babies.
Why can't you accept that Britney's natural destiny is to be fat? Why can't you just accept it?
Not her natural destiny.
I like her fatter. Good for her.
I say good for her. I will fight this because I believe that Britney's destiny is to be a nice and shaped, slim woman.
No, I think that she put herself under all kinds of pressure doing 300-400 sit-ups a night trying to look like a skinny toothpick. And then she just said, her mind just snapped and she was like, fuck it.
She said, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to inject freaking...
She said, you know what? You people want to put all kinds of pressure on me? She said,
well,
oh, yeah?
Competition was getting too much for her.
She said, oh, yeah? And you want to put all kinds of pressure on me? I'm going to smoke crack until I have a heart attack.
You know what happened? Caroline's ex-girlfriend was very plump. Remember her?
Yeah, maybe that's, yeah, yeah.
So Britney started eating and going nuts because she wanted to gain weight.
I don't know, but do you know that if you mix benzos, Klonopin, and meth, that the chemical reaction, it's just as good as heroin. Did you know that?
I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about all that stuff. Like, benzo, I was like, I have no idea what the hell that's.
Benzodiazepines. I just feel like talking about drugs. I like talking about drugs. I feel like it's edgy.
My ass.
I need some magic. I need benzos.
I need a freaking parking spot.
I want to smoke crack and heroin in a pipe.
Well, you know.
Just to show that I am edgy.
You want to see what it feels like, what it's like.
Yeah, and then I want to smoke crack and have two heart attacks.
See what it's like to be living on the edge.
So that way we could say, she's chasing the dragon.
Who's going to say, yeah, edgy? They're going to be like, she's crazy. Edgy, crazy, and don't really like your life too much.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I don't like my life, but I don't want to end up on meth. I want to take 3 footballs and 100 milligrams of methadone and 3 benzos.
Wait, hold on a minute, Sandy.
Okay. I think that'll solve all my problems. Then I can have a new problem instead of my old problems. I could just focus on the fact that I'm a drug addict, and that will be the only thing of importance in my life. Is when's the next time I'll, you know, get a hit? You know, I'm on hold. No one takes me seriously that I'm doing a talk show here. Do people call up, I don't know, Howard Stern and say, wait, hold on, Howard, I have another phone call, you know? It's like nobody takes me seriously. Like, you know, screw you. That's how I feel. So you want to know how I'm going to show her? Screw you, how I feel about the fact that I'm on hold here. Listen to this. That was me hanging up the phone on her. You're a womanizer, womanizer, womanizer. You're a womanizer. Oh, okay.
He's on time.
Right, that's the song. You got it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Madonna's divorce?
I wonder if she's going to drop the British accent since she's dropping the Brit.
Yeah, I wonder if she's going to divorce the accent, too.
Yeah, right? She's going to have to discuss with the judge. So, like, maybe, like, the next guy she'll meet will have, like, some, like, really thick, like, Russian accent. Like, he might be, like, this Russian guy, and she'll pick up the Russian accent. Hey, you.
Right, maybe she'll date Vladimir and pick up Vladimir's accent.
Yeah, Vladimir Rubikova's. Shit.
How do you feel about Guy? I never liked him. You know how I felt about Guy? I felt about Guy like, you know when you have a friend and you can't stand their girlfriend, but you tolerate them because of your friend?
Ah.
That's how I felt about Guy all these years. Like, whatever.
Because, you know, you and Madonna have been so close. You just knew the whole time that Guy wasn't the right one for her.
That's right. I know what's best.
You do, for your homegirl Madonna. That's right.
What else? Did you hear Britney's new song? That trash? How do you like it?
No, I haven't heard it. Dude, I've been so out of touch. I haven't heard it.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm going to let you hear it. Hold on. Oh, I'm so happy that I'm going to be the first one to make you hear it. I'm so cutting edge, aren't I?
Do you believe the whole Britney spiel, whatever, that she, you know, changed her life and she's doing better?
Maybe momentarily she might be. I'll take the little slices of sanity as they come.
Yeah, you know.
It only makes it that much more fun when she cracks up.
You know what, I know. But you know, like, I don't know why, but people, for some reason, have a way to, like, glorify celebrities and their fuck-ups, but then once the fuck-ups go away and they get better, like, they you know, they embrace it. Like, remember how she, every day she was in the tabloids, on the news, and then all of a sudden it stopped, and now everyone's fucking worshipping her again.
Yeah, I know. Myself included. I love that trash. Hold on. I know you find it you think it's stupid and disgusting.
Baby. I can't get past the girl's voice. Yeah, whoever produced her beat is amazing. Sounds great, you know?
Yeah, it's great club music, too. Like,
great, like, working out music. That should get me pumped.
Sing it. You love her voice.
Oh, fuck no, I don't love her voice.
That's okay. What sign is Britney?
Who knows?
Because I want to know, maybe you're just not compatible with her.
You know? Let's look it up. Britney Spears.
Because I wonder, maybe, like, we gravitate towards certain celebrity morons, maybe because of their astrological sign.
He's a Sag.
So are you compatible?
I'm not compatible with Sages.
Why?
I'm the Scorpio. I'm the big bad Scorpio.
One of the adult loves of my life was a Sag. Yeah, but Aries really stick it to me good, too, usually. But, you know, the thing about Aries is that they'll say that about me. Like, I'll say, no, you did that. You broke my heart. No, you broke my heart. But in the end, she ended up, you know, wanting to kill me. So I don't know how compatible that is when they end up wanting to kill you. So I haven't heard from you in millennia. And I, you know, like, I don't care that you don't even give me a phone call.
No,
oh, because you were so busy. I know, because you're so busy. I know. You're so busy that you're posting bulletins on MySpace.
Yeah.
But you're not busy to post bulletins on MySpace, but you're too busy to call me to say, how you doing? That's okay.
That's not true. When you talked before, I was leaving Miami, and I was going through a nervous breakdown, and, like...
Not too nervous to post bulletins on your MySpace.
About what? About me moving?
Yeah, whatever you were doing. You couldn't take a minute? I don't care. That's fine. You know what? Because you want it like this, I'll keep it like this, too.
I love you. And you know what? With you and I, there's just never a common ground. And I think I've learned to love that about you. Arguing with you is very fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not arguing.
I almost died. Okay? I got... smashed. My car got hit from behind and I got pushed into the car in front of me and into the side railing the day before I got practically almost killed.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I've been going through it. I've been really going through it. And that's no excuse, but, you know.
So what's it like being back home in Los Angeles?
It's good. You know, I really haven't been hanging out with any of my friends that much. I've just been kind of, like, trying to get everything in order. It's cool, though. I love the Cali weather, you know. I've been going all up and down L.A., like, going shopping and going all to, like, all my, like, you know, favorite stores.
What are your favorite stores?
I shop everywhere. I shop at Robertson. My favorite store in the whole wide world is Kid Robot. I don't know, like, Flight Club and then Pink Kitchen. Just, dude, whatever. Fucking Target. It's open. Like, right when I moved back, it was, like, this grand opening of this big-ass fucking... Target.
You're gonna hit the lesbian club scene?
Yeah, I was not the club scene so much. I'm kind of over that for now, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I'll probably, like, you know, go to my favorite spots like the Abbey and, you know,
right,
shit like that.
Did you know that Nike said that they said something like, we don't have sweatshops and this and that, and then when they were confronted on it, they said, well, that's our freedom of speech. That's their freedom of speech.
Really? But I wear Nike. I wear, like, Nike SBs, and, like, I spend a lot of money on my Nikes.
Yeah, don't give it to them. Don't give them any more money. I mean, you're not going to throw your sneakers out. If I had a pair of Nikes right now, I would put an M80 and blow them up.
I have, like, 6 pairs of Nikes.
What?
I have, like, 6 pairs of Nikes.
Okay, well, from this point forward, you can stop supporting... sweatshops. You can stop supporting 9-year-old girls from working from 6 a.m. until 2 a.m.
I remember I was watching this documentary about those sweatshops. Like, everybody that works in the factories also lives in those projects, and they take out a certain amount out of every paycheck and to live in these projects, and the projects are, like, horrible. They cut off their electricity every night, like at 8.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yeah. It's slavery. You know, it's slave labor. Period. The end. They're slaves. Very sad.
Yeah.
I noticed that you took me off of your buddy list. And then I noticed that you put me back on today.
I don't even have your MySpace page anymore, Sandy. This was the last time we broke up. And I asked you to give me the link, and it wouldn't let me add you because it said that it put me on ignore, and it won't let me add you. I keep trying to add you, and it won't let me.
I did not ignore you. What happened was I was probably privating myself from everyone, and you probably ended up on that, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why don't you do me a favor and add me? And then we'll be back in order again.
Well, I think it's just really comical how you'll show up on my buddy list sometimes and you'll be there like a constant. And then all of a sudden you'll disappear. And then, like, you come back.
No, it's not me. I'm not doing it. I don't even think you're on my buddy list. I don't have you.
How about I wrap your hair around my fist 3 or 4 times and I swing.
How long my hair is now? Oh, my God. I'm actually getting my hair cut tomorrow.
Well, that's because you're Muslim, so the Muslims like to have their hair long.
Okay, listen, you fucking... I am far from Muslim. I am nowhere near Middle Eastern.
Okay. Why not embrace your heritage? What is wrong?
Embracing my heritage, bitch. I'm gonna fuck your ass up.
No, there's nothing wrong with Lebanon. Lebanon's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I'm not Lebanese, though. I'm Armenian.
Right, you're not Lebanese, you're Armenian. But still, Lebanon's a beautiful place. Except for Hamas. except for that small little detail of housing terrorists. Besides Hamas, Lebanon is beautiful.
Oh, and Italy is just, you know, the most neutral place in the whole wide world. They've never caused harm to anybody.
No, well, they're fascists. They're fascists.
Have you heard about this new movie coming out that's basically about George Bush?
No, but did you see Zeitgeist, the addendum?
Have you seen the whole 6 hours of Zeitgeist?
No, I didn't watch the whole first Zeitgeist because it bored me to tears. But the addendum is 2 hours.
The addendum is the best one. That's about all the financial institutions and the banks.
Yeah. Did it get a little kind of strange towards the end? A little bit? I mean, even though it was exciting, it was a little strange?
Some of it was, like, really believable, and, like, you're into it, you're learning. And then it just seemed like sometimes it kind of got, like, a little...
It felt, there was definitely an agenda, a little bit of an agenda with the Venus Project thing, even though it's exciting and it was interesting. It's definitely interesting, but it just felt a little bit.
Watching the news, I have it on mute and I don't know what the fuck it's about. Mm-hmm. It shows a picture of this guy and his name was Colin Puffenberger.
Okay.
Puffenberger. I don't know. I just found that as, you know.
I like his name.
Puffenberger?
Yeah.
Sandy Puffenberger.
That's a nice Jewish...
I'm going to totally just rip into you right now, but I can't.
You want to rip into me? Go ahead. Give it to me.
I could totally see you, Sandy Puffenberger, living in the Midwest with, like, you know, a country blue cottage, the white picket fence, making fucking apple pies.
That's a nice visual. I just imagined myself there.
Puffenberger. You'd have an accent like Sarah Palin.
I'd have an accent?
You'd have an accent.
What's the difference? I'm not putting a Palin bashing thing on, but what's the difference between Mrs. Puffenberger and a pit bull?
I don't know, but here's a shout out to, I don't know what, middle school. I'm getting extra credit for watching this tonight. Yeah, but no, listen, you know what? Nobody is making any sort of sense, neither the vice president or the president.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gotten ridiculous. Don't even get me started on the market. My brother's a stockbroker, and, like, I'm, like, obsessed with the market right now because I know that, like, his mood is fluctuating every day. Like, he's losing so much money. Like, you know, his clients are losing so much money, and, like...
Do they have hits out on his ass? Do they want to murder him?
No, because it's not him doing it, you know, he's trying to, like, contain it. There's some, that, I think all that shit is just, like, in the government, like, playing everybody like we're puppets.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, they know that there's nothing we can do. They bail these people out. So, you know, they bail out their friends.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs, they bail out their friends. No one is benefiting from the bailout except their friends.
Exactly, their fucking friends.
Right.
You don't understand, when I moved back to California, I was so down and out because it used to take me just a couple of days and I'd be able to find a job, and a really decent job. And I was sending my resume out, Sandy, like, left and right, over 100 times, people. And I did not receive one single response.
Wow. We should learn how to print money.
We should make our own bank.
We should make our own bank. And print our own money where it's only good in our world. And we'll make our own little society.
Yeah. We should have a cult. And, you know, everybody's going to want to be in our cult. And, you know...
Your job will be to give everybody happy endings.
Oh, how would I achieve something like that?
I don't know. I don't even think you would need to be trained.
Oh, I wouldn't need any training on that.
I don't know. I didn't think so. Thank you.
I love you.
Love you, too. Well, okay. Apparently, this turned into a full show. I hope it was somewhat entertaining. But so thanks for hanging out with us, and we will be back soon, hopefully. And what else? If you need to get us, you can find us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. And what else? If you wanted to call in, the voicemail number is 206-984-4093. And I love all your messages, and I wish that I could play every single one of them on the show, but it's a little difficult to organize them. But we do love hearing from you guys. So, all right. So that is it for now. And we will talk at you again very soon. Ta-ta, bye-bye. Bye-bye.